Ah, this is an even more embarrassing poem, because the first line makes me blush. It's kind of a, well, I have to back up. Last year, Christmas, I went for the first time to meet my wife's family. And she lives in a place called Linwood, Pennsylvania, near, it's just south of Philadelphia. And we were joking and kidding around. She has a large Irish family. And someone said, well, I must say that this place, Linwood, is close to Marcus Hook, where there's a huge oil refinery. And I blush to tell you this, but I'm only repeating what I heard, of course, so that's my out. Someone said, and I'll repeat my first two lines, "Kiss me where it smells," she said, so he took her to Marcus Hook. And, of course, I had to get a poem out of that. It's a wonderful blue-collar town. You know, the Italians live on one side of the street, and you have the Polish over here, and the blacks live over here. And in the middle is this great big refinery tower that goes up 18 stories. And this flame shoots out of it. And the most wonderful thing, it was one of the high religious experience I had last New Year's Eve. Everyone at New Year's ran into the streets and were banging pots together and dancing in the streets. And the person in charge of the tower, this is not the poem, I'm just telling you about the poem. And the person in charge of the tower turned a dial and the flame shot 100 feet into the air and lit up the town brighter than sunlight. I thought, wow, what a great place to live. Except that refinery every 15 years or so blows up. And that occurs in the poem, too. Also, I went to the graveyard with my wife. We were looking over, you know, gravestones of family members. And the Italians have a custom, apparently, they put little pictures in plastic of people who have died. That comes in the poem, too. I tell you this so you won't be confused. But the best thing about Marcus Hook is a few years ago, some woman had a statue of the Blessed Virgin, which kept on bleeding all the time until there were droves of people arriving, and they had to call the state police so there wasn't a riot, and people filed in and paid obeisance to the bleeding statue. It was the only time that Marcus Hook made it into the national news. Later, of course, they found out, well, you it wasn't real, but at any rate, the poem is called The Bleeding Virgin of Marcus Hook. I guess I have to say the two lines again. "Kiss me where it smells," she said, so he took her to Marcus Hook, where the great illiberal torches burn above the neighborhoods, and every few years the refinery plants go boom. Then the volunteer firemen scramble for their last breaths while trying to hold up their world of collapsing wood. "Here's the room where you knelt while the town evacuated, racing through the rosary as flames bloomed brighter than they ever had, ever bloomed across the flowered wallpaper." So you see, despite disgust, every place has its history worth bearing away, worth coming to. "On this cold day, you take me from grave to grave. I scuff away the leaves, and you point embarrassed to your relatives, the people with weird names you didn't know, the pictures of Italian men staring out ever sterner as our century ends. We'll stop in Howie's for a hoagie before catching the train away from these thousands imprisoned without knowing it. Then point to the worn clapboard house, the town's sole short-lived fame. Inside, the pained virgin bleeding from all her limbs, while outside, the grim state policemen directed traffic, beat one photographer with their nightsticks, as got up in their Sunday best, the black ladies oohed in line, trying to decide if they dared to go in."